Good afternoon. This is AT Man, WGXC, 90.7 on your FM dial, and this is the weekly astrology show. We're instituting a new procedure now because we're in the studio and we're going to be taking some calls as they come in. I'm just going to talk for a few moments about the astrology at the moment because it's extraordinarily relevant. First of all, tomorrow on July 30th is a new moon in Leo, and the new moons tend to indicate creative activity. It's also conjoined with Venus in this case, and this is particularly relevant because of the political shenanigans that are going on in this country at the moment. Venus represents also money, finances, people's values. As a result, it's also entrined to Uranus, the new moon, and Uranus is the potential for sudden change. But also, it's a bit overindulgent. People are really playing to their egos rather than being sensible. It's about taking risks, and it may well be that in the next day or two that a number of political risks are taken that will have a very deep and long-standing effect on all of us. What's intriguing as well is that as early next week comes about, Mercury on Tuesday goes retrograde. The dreaded time, as a lot of people feel about it, because it often shows, of course, the planet going backwards. It shows communication breakdowns, issues that are very, very difficult to negotiate, to resolve, disputes that leave a bad taste in people's mouths. To say that that's happening at the moment with the whole budget and the potential default of the U.S. is an understatement. However, we could say that with a certain kind of intuition and positive energy, there is an opportunity for this situation to turn out quite well, although I would say my own personal opinion is that it's really highly unlikely and that there's definitely going to be quite a lot of anger and disappointment happening, you know, throughout this period of days. So it's going to be a very, very lively weekend. Similarly, Monday is also a bit loaded because Venus is trine to Uranus, Venus being in the sign Leo, Uranus early on in the sign Aries. And Venus-Uranus is also about flaring egos and about people's values proving to be dramatically different. And I think that's what we see in the political system these days. It's like, you know, we're seeing changes that have a fundamental effect on the population of this country. And, you know, the general understanding is that partially because of media in some ways, but that people really don't understand what this issue is even about, even though it affects them very, very deeply. So I think you're going to see a lot of dramatic things going on. And since Neptune's involved in this whole constellation also, Neptune is right around the beginning of the sign Pisces, it often indicates that in some cases people might just not be telling the truth. And what I mean by that is that either their talking is very, very idealistic rather than actually dealing with the issues at hand. And it's not really a good time for negotiation simply because everyone has an agenda that they believe is right. And it's about, you know, who is forced to back down in the end is going to be the source and probably the implication of the decisions that are being made. I would love it if these conversations were a bit more intelligent and that they weren't actually so tinged with deep emotions. But I mean, that's the way politics is at the moment, or so it seems. Once again, let me say this is the astrology program on 90.7 WGXC on your FM dial. And we're opening the program up to phone-ins today, questions about astrology, about tarot, about anything mystical. And the number here is 518-828-0290. And we will intersperse some of these calls with with the coming astrology report for the next 2 weeks. I think we have a caller here.
Okay, Millie, I'll be there.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Millie calling back.
Hi, Millie.
How are you today?
I'm very well, and you? What's your question?
Well, I've never listened to the show, so I don't know if you are just explaining general things going on, kind of like your introduction, or specific things to the callers that call in.
I don't have the facility to do a horoscope for you on the spot, but if you tell me what your question is, then I'll see if I can answer it.
Well, I guess I was just wondering how to, well, I was told that I've been researching astrology a little bit over the years.
Okay.
On my own, and I was just asking somebody who looked at my chart just briefly if there was anything that was interesting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that my my moon and my Mars has a T-square. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant.
Moon is your feelings. And, of course, I don't know what sign the moon or Mars are in, but the moon-Mars T-square in general has to do with a tendency, since you're a woman, obviously, a tendency to attract male partners and men in general who have anger issues. And, of course, it also is a characteristic that you yourself have. So, you know, maybe your inability to communicate and to express certain things that you're angry about can be at play here. Astrology is also really a system of correspondences. So another element of this same issue is that Mars represents creativity. You know, your ability to be proactive, to really express very clearly what your needs are, simply because that's the first way or the first step to getting them met and responded to. Mm-hmm. And very often with Moon Square Mars, there's a feeling that if you really say what you want or say what you need, that someone's going to get angry or someone's going to resist that process. So, you know, the whole mechanism of astrology is that we tend to attract outside of us those qualities that we carry inside but yet are not really able to adequately express.
That's really interesting. And the I had done a chart on astro.com, so the Mars and the moon are right at the end of the 8th house, right before the 9th house.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the end of Aries, and but they're in Taurus. Does that make a difference at all? Does that give it a nuance?
Well, any planets around the very end of any of the signs these days are very strongly affected because of the fact that Neptune is just changing signs, Uranus just did recently, Pluto did not so long ago. It is intriguing because a lot of people, a lot of my clients, a lot of people I know who have planets in the very end of signs or the very beginning of signs, no matter what the sign is, are at the moment under quite a high degree of stress, because what it's really saying is that there are certain modes of behavior that you have been utilizing and acting through for years that aren't valid any longer.
Hmm.
It's a time to
let. Like, I'm looking at my chart, and a lot of them are like 3 degrees, 2 degrees, four degrees.
Yeah, the gist of it is that, of course, events happen in the sky, and they affect us in varying degrees, and it depends on where planets are in your horoscope that shows how you're going to be affected by what's going on. And the implication basically is that every once in a while, every few years, we literally have to do a pretty dramatic reappraisal of our lives, of our attitudes, our relationships. And the reason is because it may be that certain beliefs and certain feelings we have are outmoded. It's time to let them go. It's time to take on a new behavior pattern.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I hope it's been helpful. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So let's go back to the astrology report for the next 2 weeks that will take us up to the 12th of August. Interesting, given the caller's question just now, that when Mercury goes retrograde, and I've spoken about it in the last retrograde cycle, this particular one begins next Tuesday, which is the 2nd of August, and extends until the 26th of August. And since Mercury represents communication, when it goes backwards, there are things that can happen unless we learn how to actually deal with it properly. When we deal with Mercury retrograde properly, what I mean is that we find ways, because it's going backwards, to delve more deeply into issues that we would naturally just assume we know the answer to. I came across an interesting quote yesterday, which is all about knowledge, which is the tendency to appear that you know everything is probably the greatest barrier to learning anything, which I think is very interesting because it's very much a Mercury retrograde kind of dynamic. And especially since Mercury has just gone into the sign Virgo. Virgo's about criticism, and it contrasts its energy with Neptune, which it's directly opposite. So it's like whatever ideas are happening these days for you, you can be sure that underneath what looks a very orderly situation is quite a bit of chaos. And that it's often very, very difficult to make informed and proper choices. Of course, yet again, this is something that's definitely affecting the politicians, whose judgment is questionable in the best of times. But certainly in this particular situation, we see that, you know, a lot of creativity is possible at this particular time, but it's not really easy to communicate clearly, and conversations ends up getting, you know, misinterpreted simply because of this Neptunian confusion. The best way probably to work with this kind of influence is to be much more open-minded and to, you know, use a bit of imagination to try to find solutions that work for, rather than just the interested parties, that work for the population as a whole. You know, again, otherwise, the effects attributed to a negative Mercury retrograde, like, you know, communications breakdowns and, you know, technology breaking down, things like this, only come into being if we don't figure out and utilize more constructive ways of working with these kinds of energies. And that's something that's very much true of astrology in general. On Wednesday, the 3rd of August, Mars enters the sign Cancer, and Mars is in each sign for a couple of months. And it's not very happy in Cancer because Mars is about changes, about forcible shifts in circumstances, whereas the sign Cancer is very much about nurturing and caring. And so, again, I mean, even tying it into the existing political situations, you can be sure that those individuals that are really attempting to make such drastic changes in the support system of this country are actually going to elicit a huge degree of anger. And that these differences between the top 1% of the population and everyone else are really going to become even stronger, even greater. And as a result, everyone should be very, very cautious of instituting some of these changes that are in the wind. It's also interesting because it's quite passive-aggressive. You know, Mars being aggressive and Cancer being a much more inward-looking kind of sign. And the idea here is that, as I even mentioned with a caller, that Mars is very much about, you know, really being clear with others what you need, how you need it, without actually, you know, creating a sense of antagonism associated with it. So it's really not a good time to whine, but it is a good time to address issues clearly and attempt to work with them in ways that are constructive. On the 4th of August, which is next Thursday, we see that Neptune is going back into the sign Aquarius, having touched its toe in Pisces for a few months. The outer planets, because they move forwards and backwards very slowly, don't immediately go from one sign to the other, but rather, like in the case of Aquarius, it moves out of Aquarius. Neptune does out of Aquarius into Pisces, stays there for a few months, then moves back. And in another 4 or 5 months' time, it's going to be moving into Pisces for good. But because of the fact that it's in Aquarius and will be in the near future, it's a very subtle influence, Neptune. And at the same time, Aquarius is about progressive ideas. It's about idealism. It's about issues and maybe concepts that you share with people that you hang out with friends, with you know, your peers and so on. And it indicates that very often certain beliefs are brought into question. And, you know, in this country at this time in particular, a lot of people's core beliefs are being brought into question. You know, whether it's Islamic radicals or Christian fundamentalists or Republicans or Democrats, there certainly are very, very loaded issues, and they are evoking very, very strong emotions. So the Piscean emotional set that's been in operation for a few months, when it shifts to Aquarius, maybe and hopefully it opens up more constructive dialogues in a situation where maybe some genuine ideas will emerge that will be valuable for the public at large. It indicates also the idea of alternative energy and all kinds of issues like this. It's you know, we're in a situation where changes really do have to be made. The question is whether they favor, you know, the kind of industrial influences or whether they favor the people. And Aquarius is very much about people. And in fact, when it finally enters Pisces in a few months, I think you'll find, at least I hope, that there's a more compassionate period of time arising and coming, because Pisces is very much about sensitivity and about acknowledging the differences that are so radical and ultimately can be very, very divisive. On the 5th of August, which is a week from today, Venus in Leo goes square to Jupiter in Taurus. And, you know, Jupiter is about expansion. It's about wealth, but it also has to do with money and our finances. Being in the sign Taurus, it's not exactly a wildly expansive time. Rather, it's about accommodating our interests, about trying to be as stable and secure as possible. And Venus brings a lot of primary issues into question, because Venus is about not only money, but about our values. And when Venus is square to Jupiter, which is our worldview, we begin to really question how we see the world, how we feel about things, the kind of impact that the world makes on us in this, you know, around this period of time. It's often about art, and you may find that the kind of art that's expressed or even popular in such a time can itself be a bit divisive. It's not about beauty, it's about collision. It's, you know, it can often be distressing and even sad. It's like the death of Amy Winehouse last week. You know, it's actually a very sad statement that someone 27 years old, you know, has such tremendous difficulties overcoming problems in life that, and yet at the same time is so incredibly talented. And this is an issue, I think, which really faces us. It's like, I think we need to really shift values quite fundamentally and, you know, create a better kind of foundation in which to, in which our country can function and in which we can function. Monday, August 8th, which is a week from this coming Monday, Mercury backs into the sign Leo after having touched its toe in Virgo for some days. You know, interestingly, around the crunch of the budget crisis, Mercury in Virgo is very critical. It's, you know, the issue with Mercury in Virgo is a tendency to see the individual issues rather than the overall situation. And the danger, of course, is exactly that, which is that losing sight of the whole in favor of the local circumstances. It's like one of these issues that is very much true in the few times that I've watched Fox News. You know, it's like they're trying to deflect often really central discussions by, you know, arousing people and triggering their criticisms and triggering their core beliefs and challenging those beliefs so that no one really begins to think clearly. So Mercury going back into Leo, you know, really exaggerates some of this, because Leo is quite grandiose, and there's a tendency when Mercury is in Leo for people to overemphasize the importance of their own ideas. It's They defend their own positions out of pride rather than because they think or know that, they're not right. And in fact, the facts may not agree, but that seems to be irrelevant in the situation. So, you know, the period of time we're coming up to week after this, the next week is about really letting our minds function without having the ideas that we take in be swamped by emotions and feelings that, you know, create reactionary impulses. You know, on the other hand, Leo is very creative. It's about creative ways of communicating. It's about finding alternative ways of doing things, alternative voices, you know, utilizing the media. I think we all end up these days being concerned with how we utilize what's around us, the means of communication, because those individual means of communication, including WGXC, are becoming very, very important. And, you know, it's possible for even small players in the media world and media community to actually make quite major impact. And I think in some ways this is a very good thing, because certainly the traditional media seems to be kind of owned by corporate America, and people just don't get information about the correct, about the right things. And as a result, an uninformed population is really dangerous. I mean, you can see this from the whole issue around Rupert Murdoch in the UK, you know, that it's like the population has been sidetracked by, you know, publicity stunts and following football players. And, you know, it's like I overheard a guy saying the other day that the NFL lockout ending was one of the most important things that ever happened in his life. And I said, what? Are you serious? But of course, that's, you know, in a way, that's what the media asks people to do. And it is something that I think really needs a fundamental change. So Tuesday and Wednesday, the week after next, which is the 9th and the 10th of August, we're going to see Mars, which is, again, as I say, quite confrontational, square to Uranus and opposite to Pluto. And this is very interesting because it really represents what's called a T-square. And this T-square catalyzes movement. It forces people to shift. It really does make a kind of prominent case for dismantling particular structures as a way of allowing new and more essential structures to come into being. Uranus is quite electric, and Pluto is really very powerful. And we're moving into a time where Uranus and Pluto square each other, you know, in a period of 3 years between 2012 and 2015. So this isn't the first and last appearance of this influence, but rather it's something that we're going to be seeing with quite a degree of regularity over the next few years. And indeed, it's going to affect all of us, I don't doubt. Once again, I'd like to say that from 2 weeks from now on, we're going to begin opening ourselves up to, or opening the astrology program up to phone-ins. And so if you'd like to call us and ask me a question about astrology, about tarot, about anything mystical, please do so. Our phone number here at WGXC is 518-828-0290. And, you know, if you call after the first 5 minutes of the program or so, you know, again, we're on between 3 o'clock and 3:30 every other Friday, that I will try to answer those questions. And if you're asking about your horoscope, then do go online, get your horoscope calculated. And if you want to ask me about a specific planet, then tell me what sign it's in, what house it's in. And we'll see if we can try to find a solution to that. So further to Mars, Uranus, and Pluto in this kind of T-square configuration, it's about things getting really radically inflamed. And Mars's interactions with this pair really triggers a whole lot of crises and uncertainties. And it attracts even more impulsive behavior than the influences that led into this particular influence. I mean, I can't help but think that once again, this is kind of tied in with what's going on now. And again, it's all about the fact that we, instead of taking an impulsive and emotional approach to these issues that have a profound impact on all of us, that we begin to be a little more sensible, a little more stable and calm, approach them logically and rationally, and try to actually think in terms of the good of the whole population. On the 12th, which is next, a week from Friday, 2 weeks from today, we see that the Sun in Leo is in a sesquiquadrate to Uranus. And the contact of Sun in the sign Leo, again, it's the height of the summer. It's like everyone's as energetic as possible, making this sesquiquadrate, which is a 135-degree aspect to Uranus. These kinds of aspects are what I call conditional aspects, meaning that they really ask us to affect our own egos and our own needs in favor of the larger good of people around us. As I was just saying, you know, Uranus is about the need to change, and Uranus is in the sign Aries, which is the ultimate sign of the self. So it's interesting that we are being asked collectively to really put our egos on the back burner and to actually begin to really look around and try to see what's best for all of us. Let's take a more balanced, a more positive approach to our world rather than a divisive one. I mean, we're supposed to be a country that has this sensibility about this, and yet I don't really see much evidence of it these days. So just to wrap up for this week, I think that we had our first phone in question, which is a great accomplishment technically here. And I think from 2 weeks on, I hope that more of you will call in and think about your questions. And I hope that we'll be able to respond in good shape. Just to finish up, this is the astrology program with A.T. Mann on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. If you wish to communicate with me personally, take a look at my website, which is www.atmann.net, or email me at atmann4@gmail.com, and you can ask a question that way, which I will read out on the air and attempt to answer. In that way, I can actually even run off a horoscope and take a look and see what's going on. Anyway, I hope you make it through the next 2 weeks in good shape and enjoy your summer. Thanks very much.
Welcome, Radio.